This is AP News in a minute. President Bush has neither confirmed nor denied a newspaper report that the National Security Agency was collecting phone records of tens of millions of Americans. USA Today reports AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South began turning over records to the NSA shortly after the September 11th terror attacks. Today, some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee called for closer scrutiny of the domestic spying program. An Ohio priest has been sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for stabbing a nun to death in 1980. Reverend Gerald Robinson was convicted today of killing Sister Margaret Ann Paul at a Toledo hospital. A 12-mile stretch of Interstate 95 in Florida is closed due to wildfires. Authorities say the stretch of interstate between Port Orange and Edgewater could be closed for several days. And a retired New York City police officer recently found about $79 million extra dollars in his online bank account. Tom Gillian told his bank and they fixed the error. Gillian says he couldn't keep what wasn't his. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News in a Minute.